You may be seated. This morning, I just want to share something about the call of God. Wow. As we prepare our hearts to receive our Father to minister, because I think it must be very clear to everyone that God calls people. Amen.
Amen.
When you find anyone God is using, like our pastors, anyone God is using, the person has a certain understanding. And that understanding is very basic to whatever you will do for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In fact, apart from our pastors who are pastoring us and so on, there are many people God calls and God called, but because they did not know that God was calling them, their response was not appropriate. You know, and I feel that you shouldn't leave this camp without this very important understanding. Amen.
Amen.
And the first point I want to make is the opener for this in this book, and that is God calls many Christians. You know, in Matthew 22, verse 14, we read that for many are called. Amen.
Amen.
Many are called, but few are chosen. Which makes sense. I mean, that is, I think I preempted the explanation. Why many are called, but few are chosen. And that is that many who are called did not get to understand the call, therefore did not respond well. Amen. Coming Sunday, in our churches, will be many church members sitting down, listening to our pastor preach, our pastors preach in our different branches, who are themselves called, who should have been pastors of branches elsewhere.
Yes.
Amen. So the fact that somebody is called does not mean that he will be chosen, because the person must understand it. And Bishop went great lengths to explain even the sentence, the phrase, many are called. You know, and I would like to read them. It says, many are called means large numbers of people are called. Large numbers of people are called. Yes. The people God wants to use. I mean, if you wanted to save the world, you would not choose seven people. You want to harvest as many people as possible to use. Amen. So many large numbers of people have been called by God. Number two, many are called means the masses are called. So when you see Christians jumping in churches, screaming and shouting, singing praise and worship, enjoying moving up and down conventions here, and the most of those people are supposed to be pastors. Pastors God wants to use to build churches. Pastors God wants to use to touch lives. Pastors God wants to use to change lives. But they never respond. But you will respond.
Amen.
I said you will respond.
Amen.
You see, it gets better when we go on. It says many are called means large numbers of people are called. Many are called means numerous people are called. Many are called means countless people are called. Many are called means lots of people are called. Many are called means the majority of the people are called. Majority are called. The majority means that you are more likely to be called. Majority. I mean, if somebody comes to this room and says that most of the people here are Ghanaians, or most of the people here are blacks, it means that if you happen to find some white folk around, there will not be many. I mean, I see a few white folk. There's one white person, another white woman, another white sister. Just about four or five. One, two, three, four. Yes, five. sex, early Pastor Alberta, sex. Just about some sex or some white folk. The rest of us are Africans. So as you sit here, when we say many are called, it means that when we close our eyes and we touch you, it's likely you are called. And you are called. Majority are called. So don't die without responding to the call. And when we say many are called, we are not talking about people God is calling to make millionaires.
No.
People God is calling to make wealthy and rich. And I mean, God is calling them to give them good marriages. God is calling them to use them to further the agenda of his kingdom. To build churches. To save souls. To reach out to the lost. And you are one of them. Yes. You are not too educated to be called. Yes. In fact, the more educated you are, the more likely God has called you. Yes. Because God doesn't like using idiots. Yes. He wants to use intelligent people. But most people who have been to school allow their education to rather stand in their way. God likes educated people. He wants people who use their minds. Yes. Say, come, let us reason together. Your ability to reason will determine how far God can use you.
Yes.
Yes. What we are enjoying in the United Denominations is because of a man God can reason with. Yes. Yes. So you are called.
Amen.
You are not too anything to be called. You are not too pretty to be used by God. I mean, we need to see pretty girls, Miss Canada, Miss Ontario, preaching in church. I said, you are not too cute to be used by God. You are not too rich to be used by God. So, and as this camp ends today and we are leaving, understand that God wants to use you. God wants to do something with your life. He did not just call you to come to a camp. Yes. He called you to come to be prepared to be used. And I just want to show you something in the next chapter. How different people were called. Just one or two.
Yeah.
How people were called. How God in the Bible called some people.
That's right.
And I'm saying that as you are, no matter, you see, you are not too young to be called.
Amen.
You are not too young to be used by God. You are not too young to pastor a church. You are not too young to be used by God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Clap your hands for Jesus. Keep clapping your hands. Let's welcome Bishop. Hallelujah. You may be seated. So God is going to call you. God is calling you. And one of them is that is the divine call of God through your convictions. Yes, your conviction. If you, are you aware that many people didn't come to this camp in our churches? Or everybody's here?
No.
So for you to have even responded to the call to come to this camp means that you have a conviction in your heart that God wants to use you to do something, and you must not kill that conviction. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 9:16 says, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. We need a few Christians who will speak this way. That woe is me if I don't join my pastor to build a church. Necessity is laid upon me. We must grow. We must move to other cities. And it cannot be done with 1, 2, 3 reverends. Or 3, 4, 5 pastors. Necessity. It is necessary that you as a student respond to the call. It is necessary that you as a housewife respond to the call. God wants to use everybody. And I believe that this camp is cementing that call. From now on, when you are in the church, remember that you are not in the church as a permanent church member writing notes. Some of you have written so many notes. Are you a Christian journalist? So many notes. It's time to use your notes to preach somewhere. I said, it's time to go somewhere with your notes and preach somewhere. Are you excited about that? Do you want God to use you? He has already called you. And your response will gladden his heart. This morning, I believe that we are ready to receive beautiful, wonderful teachings. Have you been blessed at the camp? Has it been powerful? Make sure you get the messages before you go. But we are so glad that God has blessed us with a father. A father whose care, whose love has brought us all this far. A father who is a prophet to us. Remember the first night? A father who is a teacher that we must not take off our eyes. And a father who is a pastor. A pastor God gave to us. And this morning, he's going to minister to us. I believe that your life will not be the same again.